licks like a man. Facing forward, I made my bed. It wasn't yours.
All right, welcome to episode number 81 of The Drops. If this is your first time listening, my name is John, and I am joined by Dave.
I am here.
See, look at that. I turned it. And Shannon. Okay, hey, say hello to the
hello,
list still talking.
All right.
I can't do both. Yeah, I just want to point out that Shannon can't do both.
I'm sorry, I was looking at Periscope and forgot people couldn't see me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm saluting.
That's
hello.
Right. It is June. We said that Periscope was something new that we were going to bring out in June. And so this is our first attempt. Like real
second.
Legitimate attempt.
Technically not June.
Today, but it'll come out in June.
Yeah, exactly, Dave.
Oh, and I heard from a listener today, face to face, that she thinks we're hysterical.
Yes.
So.
I heard that same person say it.
How do you know?
As well, heard that same person.
How do you know it's the same person?
Because there's only one person that talks about it still.
No, it's a different person.
No, it was who you went to lunch with.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Okay. So let's just stop there.
Okay. Well, we're really funny.
But this week we thought in honor of us periscoping now the drop, we would use tech as our theme for tonight. So we're going to be talking about all things technology.
Yes.
Technology.
Or inventions. Because that's kind of how it's going to play into my article later on.
Technologies are inventive.
They are.
Inventions are technological.
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, technology is a thing.
Okay, so...
I do want to point out that your screen is cracked and it's driving
me nuts. Very.
It's not... My screen is not cracked. My screen protector is cracked.
You should get a new screen protector.
It's different.
So you are the second person this week who I've seen who has one of those things on that's cracked?
Yeah.
Do they really crack that easily?
Mine has... I've dropped mine several times and it has not cracked. And then I dropped it the other day onto the tile floor. And it cracked.
I don't have a screen protector.
Oh, you're flirting with disaster.
I've dropped it plenty of times and it's totally fine.
Yeah, I also don't have a screen protector. So.
I just never got around to getting one, so they're going to get dizzy.
No, they're not.
Also, you get like half my face when you turn it towards.
I got the good side of your face.
I know, I did my hair on this side, so you're
okay,
good.
Okay, so anyway, so we figured what we would do is... update everybody on the Apple Watch. Dave, do you want to show our listeners the...
There it is.
Show our viewers.
Viewers, yes. I'm
viewers,
sorry. Listeners.
Viewer.
Hey,
hey,
I told
Brian,
you
that's
we could
it.
Have more than one.
But we wouldn't know.
Okay, Dave, so you got the Apple Watch on launch.
I did.
And what
so
has
I've
been
had
your
it,
review so far?
I've had it for a month now. I like it a lot.
You do?
I still really like it.
What do you use it for?
I use it most as a watch.
To check the time?
Yes.
Okay. That's valid. I'm glad, because if you didn't, it'd be not called the Apple Watch.
Yeah. I will say, the biggest thing that is there for is to be a watch. It is a very good watch.
So it tells the time.
Yes.
And it does it correctly.
And it does it correctly
awesome.
All the time.
Wow.
It's
hard to get that these days.
you could do that with any watch, pretty much. The biggest thing that the fitness stuff has been really nice. It has definitely been motivating. Now I've used fitness trackers before, and there's always a period where they're not as motivating. You have to actually, you know, motivate yourself. And so, you know, we'll see if I get to that point with this. But
you told me that the watch tells you when to stand up.
It does.
Huh.
And
so, like, if you have been sitting for too long.
It wants you to stand at least a minute every hour.
Wow.
And so if you've been sitting...
You just stand up and
so
stand
Dave
there for
also
an hour?
Learned yeah. that the snooze feature works pretty well, too.
No, but I'll get up and just walk around the office for
okay.
a minute.
Okay, cool.
So I have...
Say hi to people. What's
that
up?
Is, so the fitness stuff, there are three circles. There are active calories burned, how many hours you stand for at least a minute... And then exercise.
Okay, so here's my question. Is it like based on you that it tells you when to stand, or is it like based on a time? So like, does it say, okay, you haven't stood up in an hour, so it's time to stand up? Or does it like every hour tell you when to stand up?
Every hour it tells you to stand
up. Okay, so theoretically, you could have everybody working in, you work in like cubicles, right? So if everybody had an Apple Watch, would you all be standing up at the same time? Would, like, if I was standing in the doorway
12-14.
Over your office, all of a sudden it'd be like bloop, 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 all these people standing up?
That's a strong possibility. So I was on okay. I was on the train. Stupid. I was on the train with somebody,
and everybody stood up.
Who also has an Apple Watch, and we got the notification at the same time.
Really?
Did you both stand up on the train?
Well, no, we didn't.
And I'm going to guess that waited. You and Will did stand up at the same time.
No, we didn't stand up. But
why did you stand up? You didn't listen to the watch?
Because I was about to stand up anyways. It gives you 10 minutes before the end of the hour.
So it's really every 70
and if
minutes.
If you don't stand now, up, the here's little the thing. Sensors if on you, the back shoot electricity into your body, and then you can't help but stand up.
But,
and then fall to the ground in pain.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But if you had already stood for a minute for that hour, it won't give you a notification.
Oh, okay.
So if you like, so at 4:30... If you stood for a minute, it's not going to give you a notification.
If I just hold the Apple Watch up above my head, does that will it,
yeah? Like, how does it know if you're standing or sitting?
Thinking that I'm standing,
probably, but that's
I'm
ridiculous.
All about shortcuts.
Like if you just sit there like this,
yeah, exactly.
Like this is about where it would be if I was standing up,
right?
I don't know. I have not tried that. I have not gone that far. I figure standing up's good for me, so why not?
That's a good attitude. I like standing up sometimes.
All right. So what's the okay, so what is the best feature about the phone so far?
The watch.
Okay, that's a terrible
like
reason
the time
to buy
telling
this expensive
part
of a watch.
The fitness is a big deal. The heart rate monitor. That's
can I see it?
Really nice.
I just want to see the watch.
The
oh, so you have the analog?
Yes.
You don't even have digital.
No, I prefer analog.
Okay.
Before this, I had a mechanical watch that runs without batteries. So
that's cool. You have to wind it?
Yeah. Well, it would. It was automatic, so it would
wind itself.
Charge as you walk.
Yeah. Wow.
But so the biggest thing, the glances are really nice. Notifications. So I'd say the biggest thing that I have enjoyed the most are figuring out notifications, figuring out like being able to look at text messages without interrupting a conversation.
Figuring out if it's important.
Wait, so you just pretend to check the time while someone's talking to you, but you're really reading a text message?
I'm not pretending to do anything. I'm checking my text message. But
okay. But so you said that
music. Do you have to plug it into your watch?
What do you mean?
Is there an earphone jack?
Earphone jack on there?
Has Bluetooth.
Oh.
So if
you change the volume from your watch?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. The biggest thing that I use that so as weird. Far as listening to it, I use it as a remote to control the phone. And so it will let you play and pause. It'll let you change the volume and skip tracks from like controlling your phone essentially.
So like if your phone's docked on like a speaker thing across the room.
Yes.
You can just bloop.
Yeah. And if I'm listening to music at home and I leave my phone by the Bluetooth speaker that I have, I can walk around the whole house and just control the music from the watch.
Hmm.
All right. So what has been the biggest disappointment?
I haven't found a really great third party app.
Okay.
Like all the really good apps right now are from Apple. And that's so different from the phone.
Are there any games available?
There are games available.
What
I've tried
of
a couple
games?
Of them. There's one called Runeblade.
And what is that?
It's kind of like an RPG thing where you you attack.
You just sit there and
you just sit there and tap.
Do you know what RPG stands for?
Role playing game.
Oh, very good. I would wish Brie was here.
My favorite video game growing up was Super Mario RPG for the SNES.
I love that game.
It's a great game.
Okay. Oh, I love that game.
I like how you were going to make fun of us for like nerdy stuff right now, and then you just whipped that out.
Okay, I'm not totally uncool. And you guys are totally uncool. So I have some things, but not all the things.
Oh, man. Shannon.
Sorry. Anyway.
So there aren't a lot of really great third-party apps. And so I'm looking forward to those.
All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10 thumbs, how many thumbs would you give this?
10 thumbs being the best. Thumbs ups.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that with Brie?
No.
She gave a movie one time 10 thumbs up. She was like, I give it 10 thumbs up. We were like, what?
I need to find four friends.
Like, what? I don't even know it. Okay.
I would
it's a really good movie.
I would give it a 10.
You would?
I'm really, really happy
this
with
coming
it.
From the Apple fanboy.
So yeah. I mean, that, granted, I spent $400 on a watch, and so I really do like it. I'm not bummed about it. Like it's something that I first of all
you're
I
glad
like watches
you have
anyways.
It.
I am very glad that I have it. I've definitely enjoyed having it. It's something so.
Now, if your daughters are playing on your phone, can you like turn it off remotely in the middle of their game?
Oh yeah, can you lock your phone?
Can you like do stuff like that?
No, you can't do that.
Does it sync with your iPad?
No, just the phone.
So those are things that all come later.
Although the watches at the Apple Store are synced to an iPad.
Oh, well, what the heck?
So I'm sure that's something that you'll be able to do in the future.
I hope you can like actually control your phone in the future. I think it'd be hilarious to turn off games in the middle of your child's playtime.
You're a horrible person.
You are horrible.
I am person. Not.
That would be awesome. I do that. Okay, so the Apple Watch. There you go. That's the review. If you have other questions for Dave regarding the Apple Watch, I would have said the biggest disappointment would have been price, but
or the band. Didn't you say band?
Did you get a new band from Amazon? You said you were ordering a new band.
Oh, that band was awful.
Yeah, but I thought you were getting a different one.
No, I'm still waiting on a Kickstarter project that I backed.
Oh.
What? Oh.
Kickstarter. Come on, John.
Surely you know what Kickstarter is.
No, I know what Kickstarter is. So somebody started a Kickstarter.
Someone started a kick.
So these guys started a Kickstarter project for an Apple Watch adapter, essentially, that lets you put any 20-millimeter watch band.
If you donate toward a Kickstarter, can you say that you're an investor? Like can you start telling people that, like, yeah, I invest?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't own a part of the company.
Yeah, but you did put money into it, and then get something out
totally
of it.
I would totally milk that.
Yeah, but
you like, get the product.
You do get the product.
You're an investor.
I would just be walking around telling people, man, I invest money all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I have so many different
projects. I'm so invested in so many things.
So many different projects going on right now. I can't even keep them track.
So this is my first Kickstarter project that I've backed,
really?
And it's been really enjoyable.
I've done like five of them.
Really?
Mostly bands, so they can make an album or like some other things, random stuff. Two of them never happened, but three of them did. And I got a t-shirt.
We need to do a Kickstarter.
For what?
I don't know.
For what?
I don't know. Just to be
well, like
cool.
The guy that made potato salad.
Yeah. We could
just gotta do something crazy.
Maybe we can get wireless microphones at that point.
Those don't exist.
Oh, dang.
Wireless microphones do exist.
I not have for to imagine podcasting. That they would sync with Bluetooth, right?
No, not for podcasting. Bluetooth isn't fast enough to record a podcast.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why this is such a big deal for you, John.
I just forgot to plug it in. And I don't look like an idiot.
John's like, my mic is on. But it wasn't plugged in.
All right. So one of the I don't have like catch up per se, but one of the things when I was thinking about technology that makes me laugh all the time is I had a buddy whose wife decided it'd be funny to mess with the secretary at our work. So what she did was they had Windows-based computers, so she right-clicked and inverted the screen so it was flipped upside down and then walked away. So when the lady came back from using the bathroom, she sat down and she was like, what the heck? She's like looking at her screen. She started hitting the top of her screen, like the side of the screen. So then instead of like messing with the settings, she just picked the monitor up and flipped it upside down and set it back down again. I was like, well, okay.
But then her mouse would be backwards. Huh? Her mouse would be backwards then.
Oh, is it?
I mean, wouldn't it?
No, I think the mouse adjusts to...
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the mouse adjusts
the best prank I've ever seen.
Why would you ever use the inverted...
Like if you were looking at it through a mirror or something like that.
Okay, but who's working? Like who's looking at it through
everybody
a mirror?
These days.
It would be like a super special application.
Okay.
I think it would have to be like a kiosk or something where you have to...
Maybe.
Like you had to do it in a mirror or something. But.
Or I guess maybe if you suspended it from the ceiling and had to flip it upside down for some really weird reason.
Hey, there are things.
My friend at my old job used to go on people's computers and take a screenshot of their desktop and then set it as the wallpaper and hide all the icons. So people would just click and click and click and they would restart the computer and click and click and click. And it was so funny every time. He never did it to me, otherwise it would not have been as funny. But it was hilarious.
I remember when my grandparents, they asked my dad, they were like, hey, can you build us a computer? Because we really want to start getting in the internet and all this stuff. So my dad built him.
When was this? I wanted to get into the internet 2 weeks ago.
It was like the late 90s. But so my dad built him a computer. And he shipped it down to them and he wrote out a whole list of instructions on what to do because he couldn't be there to help set it up for him. So he sent all the information, and he had my mom read it before he sent it. He says, does this make sense? My mom read through it. She goes, yep, I'd be able to figure out how to do it. Okay. My grandmother calls him as soon as she gets the package. They've got the computer all hooked up, and she called, and she goes, I have a question. My dad was like, what's the deal? She goes, the very first step is to click on my computer. She goes, so I'm down here in Florida, and I can click on your computer in North Carolina. My dad's like, what? Oh my gosh. Like the my computer, the very first step in the
baffled
setting up, baffled, completely screwed her up.
That's hilarious.
So she was, he was like, he just walked around the house talking to himself. So frustrated.
My computer, your computer.
But yeah, technologies. I was watching New Girl the other day.
Such a good show.
And there's a point where he's trying to get directions to somewhere, and he's, you know, talking to Siri like, find such and such a place, and she's screwing up the whatever he's saying, and he's just like, you stupid computer, and he's like throwing the phone. He's like, I didn't, that you're just making up words. Sarah's like, I'm pretty sure she does that, because Sarah has the worst time with Siri.
Really?
Yes, the worst time.
What does she do?
I don't know. When we were in Denver, Siri had us down some like really bad roads and like not even close to where we were supposed to be. I know this breaks your heart a little bit.
But. Oh, I haven't used Apple Maps in a long time.
Oh, Apple Maps is terrible.
You know what else I wanted to bring up?
It's actually gotten a lot better from what I hear.
You know what else I want to bring up? Is Dave actually made a comment to me today that was shocking.
What is that? I'm very confused.
You said that you didn't think you would ever say the phrase Outlook is a pretty awesome email program.
Oh, that is true.
I love Outlook.
This is different though. Like, yeah, it's legitimately amazing.
I just want to point out that's a Microsoft product, is it not?
I love Outlook. That's why I use my old job.
And
it was
you're using
great.
It on an Apple device. Does your computer not just explode at some point?
Well, it's not on my computer.
Steve
I don't know
Jobs
if it has.
Is rolling over in his grave right now because you said those things. So you're using Outlook.
Outlook came out with an iOS email application.
Does it work for any email?
Yes.
It does.
Gmail, Yahoo,
really?
any
does
email
it work
account.
With iCloud?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Wow. Because I do like the fact that you can work at like Mailbox where you can schedule
You
things.
Can schedule stuff. That was something that I really liked. And then there was something that Google tried to do with the Inbox. Where they would automatically choose what emails they would kind of use algorithms to determine what emails were important to you, and they would just they would send you notifications about that, and so Outlook has a version of that except that it's better, and it's been actually really good about figuring out what emails are important to me, and so they have like a focused inbox and then an other inbox, and it will allow me to set it up so I just get notifications for the focused. Which is actually really nice for the watch, because up until this point, like I haven't had email. I didn't want to get email notifications on the watch because I didn't want to get bombarded by stuff I didn't care about, and so that's actually been really nice.
I'm gonna have to check this out.
Yeah,
I was gonna sign up today, but
I would highly recommend it.
Wow,
like I am super super impressed.
So the other we've talked about this before, but Wunderlist is
yes.
wonderful. But I have started using a new feature.
Wunderlist also got bought by Microsoft last week.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a fan.
Wunderlist.
But Wunderlist is my to-do list thing. And the best part of it now is you can forward emails to Wunderlist. So you just send it to me@wunderlist.com. And it puts the email in your inbox. And you can rename the title. So like when you forward something, it says forward and then whatever the title is. You can change that title to whatever you want the task to be.
You can send it just me@Wunderlist.
@wunderlist. And if you have a Wunderlist account, it shows up in your inbox. In
automatically.
Yes. With all the emails in the notes.
But you just send it from the email you have with Wunderlist.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it has correct. To be your account.
That's correct. So that is an awesome feature. And then I've started using the Evernote forward feature too, where you can forward things to Evernote. And then Evernote actually allows you to like, I think if you do @... and then whatever your notebook name is, it'll put it in there for you. And then if you – I forget what it is. You can actually add the tag, and you can add a you can add a to-do list in there.
What have you been using with Evernote? Like, what have you been using emails at Evernote?
So Wunderlist is anytime anybody emails me something that I need to take care of, like I need to do right away or do sometime in the near future. So I send it to Wunderlist. If they're emailing me just something for me to have just for future reference later on, then I forward that to Evernote.
So why would you forward it to Evernote rather than just searching your Gmail?
Because I have to search my Gmail. And the other thing is with the tagging option, I get things sent to me a lot of times that it's like, okay, that's something to keep in mind for annual planning. So I can tag annual planning.
Okay.
So that I can click on the tag when we get to October and we get to annual planning, I can click on that and then look at all the notes across. Now, the weird thing is I don't know why I would ever spread it across multiple notebooks, but it would be easier to view them all because I might get something like every month or every other month about annual planning stuff. Then I can look at it all instead of having to like scroll through and look for.
The biggest thing I use Evernote for is just keeping track of like things that it's essentially like an idea scratchy notebook.
Yeah.
And so it's where I keep like ideas that I'm trying to think through and stuff that I'm thinking about. And there's some lists that I maintain in Evernote, like just for quick reference stuff.
Yeah.
But
so if you don't have Wunderlist or Evernote, get it. It's awesome.
And Outlook for iOS.
And Outlook.
We should use Outlook.
Well, you can.
You can? Can you link it with Gmail if that works?
You can link it to your Come to the Well.
I love Outlook.
I'm going to tell you, you will not like Outlook on the Mac.
Why?
Because it's not great.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. I have to use it at work.
Oh. Yeah, I used to have...
Wait, are you talking about Outlook like... the actual application, or are you talking about the web interface from Outlook.com?
No, the actual application.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The last time I used it was on a Dell, I had the application.
Did you ever use Entourage?
I never did that.
Outlook?
It wasn't Mac. It was Microsoft.
Was it Microsoft?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was just...
It was before they ported Outlook to the Mac.
All right, so the song you just heard is called 15 Years by Houndmouth. I had that one time. It's not a fun thing.
What was that, John? What was that like?
Where your breath smells like a dog.
Ew.
Houndmouth. You ever had that?
Your breath smelled like a dog's breath?
Yeah.
Why?
It was something I ate.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
Was it rotten dog or something?
No, it was... I did have Chinese. Never mind. And then the song at the beginning of the episode was called The Chase by Future Islands.
There you go.
Islands in the Future.
Islands of the Future.
Islands of the Future. Okay, so the one article I wanted to bring up was from Viral Nova.
Oh, I love that site.
And it is the... 20 greatest and weirdest inventions.
You're currently showing our people on the USB hub.
Oh, here's the awesome USB hub.
Yeah, that's there. they were just looking at that.
All right, so I'm going to scroll through and show you this. Flip over. Okay, so here are the 20 greatest inventions. The first one is a butter stick. So it looks like chapstick.
Okay, that thing is amazing for buttering corn. I grew up with one of those, and it's phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah. You put the stick in it and the little edge, and you push it through. It's like a push-up pop, and it makes buttering corn. It's phenomenal.
Okay, so there it is. It is.
That is not a weird invention. That is amazing.
No, they said weird, but awesome. Like,
okay,
I mean, these are.
Well, it is.
It's these inventions may be strange, but they're equally genius.
Yes.
All right. The next
I'm
one
so
is
excited now.
This motorized ice cream cone, no need to lick around the cone like a peasant.
Oh, it spins for you?
Yes.
Cool.
I feel like some bad things are going to happen. Yeah, like your tongue gets stuck in it and then all of a sudden you're in trouble.
Or somehow you get electrocuted or something.
Yeah, you guys are too worried.
All right, this one is
sounds
odd.
Great.
It's training wheels for women who are uncomfortable wearing high heels. and they're little tiny training wheels.
That's weird.
It is. Shannon, do you need training wheels for high heels?
It's high heels are hard to walk in, though. It's like a really early trying to find like mid-size ones.
Like a really early version of Heelys.
Yeah, okay, I just want to point out, I'm now looking at the article, and the butter stick is definitely different than what I thought. So this thing is for buttering bread.
Yeah.
But the one that I had, yeah, but the one that I had was just a thing you bought to put a stick of butter in. It didn't come like a chapstick.
Look at this. Look at the wheels.
Heelys.
On the high heels.
Sorry, listeners.
All right. People that are listening to
View
this
along show. At viralnova.com.
Hey, this is why they need to be downloading the Periscope app. Jeez.
It's true.
All right, so the next one, this one is crazy. This one you can get your utensils and their pens.
I think that's genius.
Really?
Like, what if you just really need a fork?
What if your pen explodes and you're eating ink?
That's will you stop eating? I think that's
one I want. Burnt toast will be a thing of the past with the transparent toaster.
That is cool.
How many times have, although I guess the
toaster. But one piece of toast at a time, that's going to get tedious.
Is it one piece?
Yes.
Oh, I guess that is just showing one piece. That would be kind of a bummer. All right, the next one is, okay, sick of pockets not being transparent.
Oh, ew, gross, then, this is awful.
Okay, in this one, what you can do is you can actually, it's like a pocket that you open up and then your phone's inside another pocket and it's transparent.
It's stupid.
Well, it's stupid for Dave because he now has the Apple Watch.
It's stupid for everybody.
He doesn't have to.
So you're like, telling me you're going to
say, it would make using your phone in class.
$400 on an Apple Watch or get one of these pairs of jeans for like $29.95.
This would make looking at your phone in class so easy.
Yes.
High schoolers, check it out. But don't. Cheating's bad.
Okay, this one is a fishbowl. It's like a handbag fishbowl thing.
Stupid.
It looks weird. It's stupid.
Why would you do that? It's probably really heavy.
All right, then there's utensils that on the top end are candles.
That's like candle fun. Holders. I like that. Every piece of cake gets a fork automatically.
Yes.
Well, five pieces of cake.
Yeah.
In that picture.
Because if you're turning 80.
It'd be much easier to light the candles.
Because they're high up?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one I need because I do have a kid that's starting to crawl now. It's an outfit that you put on him that looks like they're a mop.
That is so cute.
Because like we pick Sam up all the time and all of his clothes are like
dirty.
Oh, I probably shouldn't say that because then it just sounds like our house is a mess. But
well, John, I feel like that shouldn't be a thing at your house as much as you're crazy about cleaning.
But maybe I need to get this for him because then just crawling all over the place, he could clean up the house.
I think that's adorable. It's
okay, who would ever do this? It's an Apple sweater, protects your fruit from getting bruised in your lunch bag.
Plus, like, they look chic.
What about your lunch bag that's getting apples so bruised?
Other apples.
And if it is bruising the apple, I don't feel like that's helping.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like a sweater over the apple is really helping. True.
It's a little bit the of sweater, a cushion.
The apple's not warmer.
Yeah, that's a stupid idea.
This is just so grandma has something to give you at Christmas. Look at the okay. Don't bother bending over. Use the dustpan. These slippers have you covered. It's slippers with a little dustpan and broom on the end of it.
There are so many other versions of this tool that are much better than this.
Yeah, like the actual broom and dustpan.
No, like the one that has a handle.
Yeah. But why would you ever do this? Because then how do you put that stuff in the trash can?
I would.
Then you have to like pick your foot up and turn it over.
You have to be a gymnast.
Yeah, exactly.
I would get these shoes to wear them in public, but never actually clean with them.
Oh my gosh. I love this. Turn normal stairs that are boring, turn them into drawers.
Okay, this is my favorite thing.
I want to do this.
Because I'm kind of obsessed with the tiny house movement, where they have like houses that are like 100 square feet.
Right.
And every inch of space is storage. And I love storage and storage containers and like Tupperware and everything like that.
This is why you go to IKEA and just walk around.
Oh my gosh, yes. And the container store.
Wait, do we have two IKEA fanatics?
I love IKEA. And the container store.
John, we're aware that you love IKEA.
The container, I have not been, it's too expensive.
Oh, I know, but it's just fun to go in and dream, big dreams. I love this, and I will have this someday.
So here what they do is, so the stairs, the part that you step on is normal, but then the front of the stair is actually a drawer that opens up and you could put things in it. I could totally do this in my basement.
There's nothing under either stairs?
Although sometimes stairs have that spine that goes down the center of the stairs.
Sometimes.
But mine doesn't have that. I could do this.
You should.
I'd actually have to build it.
Do it, can I have one drawer for just like for fun that I can store stuff in? No. Like my crocheting tools.
Okay, here you can wear sweatpants with built-in Velcro napkins for all That's your stupid. Snacking needs. That's stupid.
At least they make it look like a placemat.
They do,
I feel like we're getting to the point where people just, they're just.
No, weird here stuff. We go.
It's like a Snuggie.
This is awesome. So we have the guinea pig, and we have to actually change out his bedding today for trash. And this is a paper shredder that goes over a hamster or a guinea pig's cage. So when you put the paper in there, it shreds it.
Is paper what they're supposed to have?
They can.
I thought they had to have that special hay stuff. No,
because a lot of the stuff that they, like what we use is just recycled material.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not eating it.
No, I know. I mean, they could.
They could. Okay, this one is, and Dave, when you do you pack your lunch when you go to work?
Yes.
Have you ever had?
No, I've never had anybody steal it.
Somebody take your lunch? I've never had. I've heard it.
I've had sodas disappear.
You've had sodas disappear?
Yeah.
Like if you put them in on them by themselves.
Yeah.
I had someone steal lunch once.
I would just take a name off and still drink it.
Especially if it's like share this with someone. Yeah. I'd be like, well, I am someone.
Do you only buy Cokes that have Dave on it?
What do you mean?
Like share this with someone named Dave?
I've never seen a Coke with a Dave on
it. What? I have.
Wow. I haven't.
I'm going to find you one.
All right. So here's what you do. Instead of putting them in a normal Ziploc bag, you put them in a Ziploc bag that looks like mold.
Ew.
Is growing on it. But here's my thing. Somebody would then open up the fridge and they wouldn't eat your
lunch. They'd throw it out.
Throw it away.
Jerry especially would do that.
Yeah, Jerry would definitely
especially
do that.
Especially with
which,
his
by
new
by the way,
fridge.
Did you clean out the fridge?
I took my stuff.
Okay, good.
But I'm going to add stuff in tomorrow.
All right. Who would ever? Okay, then they said, does anybody have problems with watermelon being round and rolling around?
No.
Because this is like by square.
This is an actual thing, though, that they did to make shipping costs lower.
Okay, this one is cool for in the parks. So all the ladies listening who have kids and take them to the park. I don't know if there's any of those. But, oh, maybe Sharon, your wife. This is a park bench that has a crank on the side. So if one side gets wet, you crank it and it rolls the bench.
That is really
part
smart.
Over. So that what was underneath is now on top so that you don't have the wet spot on the bench.
That's really
I think
smart.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I like that.
So that one actually makes sense. Okay. Here's one for when you're slurping noodles. First of all, you should never be slurping noodles. That's disgusting. But they actually make a mask. It looks like
I feel like this could be a beard bib.
It could be a beard bib.
I feel
this
like this
thing
is
goes
what...
over her whole face. And, like, blocks the slurping noodle juice from getting all over her.
I feel like these are things you put on your child's face to make when you're rinsing out their hair in the bath.
I know you can't see it if you're listening, but imagine, like, you know, when a chiropractor or, like, when you get a massage, your head sticks down in that hole.
And that's
like,
what it looks
that's
like.
That's what this looks like. You're trying to eat noodles that way. I don't know. I feel
I've wanted a beard bib for a long time. I feel like this could help.
Yeah, but that thing's not as
Here
long
you go.
As your
this
beard.
This has got your name written all over it. Dr. Pepper can. And it's got a handle because if you're too tired of holding the can like normal, you can put a handle on it.
Yeah, that's
and it makes it a fancy drink, it says.
It makes it a fancy drink.
Have a fancy drink anytime you want.
You have to tip your pinky out when you drink from here.
When in doubt.
And then the last one I think is amazing, which is a tube of toothpaste with openings at both ends.
That's
so
stupid.
No more of this. No! There's no more of this rolling. You can squeeze it from either end.
What happens when it gets stuck in the middle?
Well, it won't get stuck
you,
in the middle.
You have to squish it to one side.
Yeah, you squish it to one side, and it doesn't matter which side you squish it to.
I feel like you just
but you're gonna
roll
have to
up
roll
the bottom
one
of the
side.
Toothpaste,
yeah.
And you're good to go.
You wouldn't have to with this, though.
I think you would.
All right, well, those are the 20 awesome inventions. There's so many.
Strangest inventions.
Yeah, I still want the stairs is what I want.
Yeah.
The organization is
I want a butter stick.
Start working on it, John.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right. I will be redefined. It's shaking the sky. And I'm following lightning. I recover if you keep me alive. Don't leave me behind. Can you see me? I'm shining. And it's you that I've been waiting to find. I'm holding it all tonight. I'm holding it all tonight. You know that you make it shine. It's you that I've been waiting to find. I'm holding it all tonight.
Oh.
Let me get back to my music here.
Have you listened to the new Hillsong yet?
I've listened to a lot of it, not everything.
So you can talk about it.
Okay, the two of you are
going
to talk about this because I've listened.
I haven't listened to it intently, but I have had it on while I'm working.
Okay.
And I have enjoyed it. But the only song I know really well is Touch the Sky.
Okay.
But I will try to talk if you want me to.
So the song you just heard was called Shine by the Newsboys.
No.
Oh, different song?
I was like, I know that song. What you got? Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking for.
What?
I'm out. Oh, I am officially leaving.
Why don't you like it when I sing?
I don't like the Newsboys. So
what?
Yeah, but you like don't. You also don't like Into the Woods or Mamma Mia.
That was seventh grade Newsboys.
Mamma Mia is awful.
Mamma Mia is not awful. It is awesome.
It is awful.
I don't know if I can be on this podcast anymore. I'm out.
Into the Woods was okay. I was tired. And
have you seen Mamma Mia?
Yes, I've seen that stupid movie. It was awful.
No. It's so good.
All right. No, this was called Shine.
Meryl Streep can do no wrong.
By years and years. And years.
And years and years and years.
And years. And years.
Meryl Streep can do wrong.
She no.
She was in that movie.
She was amazing in that movie. Did you see it? I think you were seeing the wrong movie.
All right. So in keeping with our technology, first of all, I just want to say that I did go and see Mad Max on Monday. And it was awesome.
And the technology in that was incredible.
Bree thought it was weird.
Yes, but did she see any of the other Mad Max movies?
I don't know.
I don't think you had to see the other Mad Max movies to appreciate this.
I think you do. I think because if you're not into that type of movie, then you...
I would say that it's definitely... It is amazing at what it is.
Okay, so it was by far the loudest movie I've ever been in, and it was amazing. I heard somebody on the radio talking about, he said he has a new flow chart for determining, like, you know how there's like, when you're, like developers use the flow charts, and it's like, okay, when they do this, is it yes or no? And if it's no, you do this. So now he's got a new flow chart for determining what movies he's going to see. So the very first question he asks is it Mad Max Fury Road? If the answer is no, then he does not want to go see the movie. He's like, if it's not Mad Max Fury Road, I don't want to see it. If it doesn't have a guy suspended from the front of a truck with gigantic speakers behind him, blaring an electric guitar that's shooting fire out of it, then he has no need to go see that movie.
If what John just described to you is not amazing, don't go see the movie. You're
okay,
not gonna like
I
it.
I won't.
If that sounds amazing, it is everything that you hope it would be.
Ridiculous.
It was.
Exactly.
It sounds pointless.
From beginning
amazing.
To
amazing.
How does that help with any story
from beginning
at
to
all?
And that movie just delivered.
Yeah, it
delivered
the whole
pain
way.
In the ears?
No.
No, it delivered character development. It delivered awesome action with cars that will like kill you.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
It was incredible.
That's what I want in life. A car that'll kill me.
That's right. Well,
whatever.
Whatever.
All right. So, in keeping with tech, though, you went and saw Tomorrowland.
I did last week.
So, this is the new Disney movie that's out.
Mm-hmm.
It's got George Clooney in it.
Yep.
So,
I really want to see this movie.
I was super excited about it because I love Disney and all the.
She was also excited about it because we didn't have staff meeting that night.
Yes. And it was $5 Tuesday at Charlestown.
She actually got to go and experience $5 Tuesday.
It was great.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Neither did I until last Tuesday.
Because
you've never looked up movie tickets on Tuesdays before. I had
no
idea
what we're missing.
Literally, I went through every theater in like nearby to look at which had the cheapest tickets and was going for the Tinseltown in Aurora for like $6.15 or whatever. And then I just checked Charlestown. It said $5. And I am amazed and excited about that.
Charlestown Mall, the abandoned,
the creepy,
post-apocalyptic mall.
Scary carousel mall. Yeah. Anyway, so I was excited about the movie because it's Disney and the previews looked really cool. And, you know, all that good stuff. They just did a really good job, I think.
So the movie lived up to the previews?
No. I was. Oh, so this is the thing, though. It was a little bit slow for me. It was not what I expected it to be. It was a good movie. Like, Kevin really liked it. I think some other people really liked it. But I was just kind of like, yeah, it was good. You know, it wasn't amazing. But I mean, I enjoyed it. It was worth the $5 for sure.
I've read a couple of reviews. I've read that there are definitely some things wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that the kind of hope that portrays is worth going to see.
Yeah, it had a really good message about society and the world and how we view the future. And I think I've like everyone's kind of talked about, and I've noticed a lot in the past couple of years, all this really intense focus on dystopian futures as opposed to utopian futures, which used to be the focus, like, you know, 50 years ago. People had all these grand hopes for, you know, the next century. But now we all have all, like, the young adult fiction novels, all the movies coming out is all about the world ending and post-apocalypse and everything. And so I think it was a really good kind of, like, speaking into that and talking about how we can change. It doesn't have to be a dystopian future if we choose not to let it be. So it did have a good message, but there were just parts. I think there were a lot of things left unanswered and holes. There were a lot of plot holes. Kevin just thought I was overthinking everything. He's like, just let it be what it is. And I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't make sense. I just have to accept it. You just have to accept things the way they are. And it's fine. Like, okay. So, but Tim McGraw's in it. And that was a fun surprise. I didn't know he was in it. And I love him. So that was good. I would go see it. But John was asking if Micah would like it.
Yeah, because Micah really wants to.
And I think it's a little too slow for somebody young.
You were saying, like, 10-year-olds would be fine because they could comprehend.
They could think about stuff and like, when there's not a lot of action, they could be just following dialogue and be okay with it. But there's just not that much excitement throughout the whole thing. There's like pockets of excitement, but it's not like this raring thing.
Your mic is below your chin, John.
Oh my gosh. It is. Here it is. I got it. I'm fixing it. There we go. Okay. So Tomorrowland, you give it 8 thumbs up.
7.
7 thumbs up.
Do we really have to keep this rating system now that Bree's gone?
No, we don't have to.
All right, so we need a new one then?
The master of music is bringing us what this evening? This
Hillsong
week.
Hillsong United came out with a new album, John.
Oh my gosh.
On Tuesday.
It's either Hillsong or Hillsong United or...
It's not really.
Or Hillsong Young and Free.
It's been a while. This is their first album since 2011, Zion. Or not 2011. I'm getting that off. 2013.
Oh.
But this is the movie. This is the album that they recorded that they filmed a movie about.
I'm excited about
so
that.
So the Hillsong movie.
When does that movie come out?
It comes out in the fall. Okay. I think September.
Okay.
They filmed the process of recording this album.
Oh, okay.
And so that's kind of an interesting part of what they're doing. And Zion, when they released Zion, I would say, like, I liked Hillsong United.
Is this the same Zion from, like, The Matrix?
No.
No.
Okay. Because that was, like, a party scene.
But when they released Zion a couple years ago, I would say that I was a fan of Hillsong United. I was not like really excited about who they were as a band, but after they released that album, I got really excited because it was really, really good. And I feel
what
like
some of the big songs from that album,
Oceans.
Oh, okay, yes,
the Oceans album. So you know, they had stuff like the Scandal of Grace was another song on that album that's really incredible. But this, I feel like this album is a very good follow up to that album. It's a good thing to come out with after that.
So what is the song? So it's called Empires is the
name of the album.
So what's the song that we're going to be listening to?
It's the first song. It's Here Now.
Is it Here Now?
Here Now. Hmm. Yeah, Here Now. It's the first song on the album. I think it really sets a good pace for the album. And I would say it's definitely the most catchy song on the album. But I've been enjoying it quite a bit.
All right. Well, here is Here and Now. Here Now. Not Here and
Here
Now.
Now.
Here Now. Yes. Why do you have Madness in parentheses?
Because that's the name of the song, but we'll just call it Here Now.
Here Now by Hillsong United.
How do you say things weird?
I don't know.
Here Now.
Here Now. Here Now.
Here Now.
Here Now.
Here Now.
Listen to Here Now.
Near, 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 near.
Be all I hear now. Spirit, breathe like the wind, come have your way. 'Cause I know you're in this place. Thank you.
It is great. I've heard it.
I'll hear it in a week when we release this.
Why don't you just listen to it like tomorrow?
Oh, hey, I do have some.
You have Spotify.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing it now, but I got Spotify 3 months for 99 cents.
Where?
On Spotify.
Like, oh, because you didn't have premium before?
Yeah, I didn't have a premium.
Oh, I have
so
premium.
So if you don't have a premium account,
I'm not going to get that.
They're offering
I already have premium.
3 months for 99 cents. Wait, you don't have it?
I do have. Already have premium.
Me too.
They're not going to give me a deal.
No, no, I know. But if people listen in, 99 cents for 3 months. I don't know if they're still doing it or not.
I think premium is worth
but
every
I was
penny
like,
of 99.
I will do that.
Yeah.
And in 3 months, I'm going to cancel it.
Why?
Because then I'll get another 99 cents and
I don't think they will have it up.
But it's worth it to keep it.
No, not really.
You have to sign up with a different like email address and everything then.
No, actually, surprisingly, well, maybe, I guess, because in the
past, they're not going to let you have 6 months.
The free trial.
Yeah, they're not going to let you.
I have like 5 different email addresses. I'm cycling out with that one. I'm all about the free stuff.
It's a new level.
It is. It is. But
when Spotify
is worth it. When you're broke, you're broke.
Spotify is worth it. I know. I like don't buy music anymore because I can just download the playlist and play it offline.
To all of our musicians listening, I'm sorry for this. And we do have a few musicians that listen.
Yes, they should.
I will buy their music unless it's available on Spotify.
Shout out to Gregory Hyde.
I also, he's not listening.
He might listen.
Taylor Swift might listen too.
Taylor
Swift. Hey, Taylor.
I would say this.
Taylor Schaefer right now. Like,
okay. Okay. That's so funny because at Elijah's last, whatever, lacrosse game, there was a player named Taylor and everyone kept yelling, yeah, Taylor, go to. And she'd be like, thank you, like loudly. Oh, you're well. Yes. Thank you. I know. Great shot. I'm trying. Yes. It was ridiculous.
Stupid.
Yeah.
She's
all right. Well, I think that will take care of this episode, episode number 81
really?
Of The Drop.
Wow.
We appreciate you listening. If you would like to follow along with us, you can check out our Twitter page and our Facebook page at The Drop Podcast. Are you posting things to Facebook?
Sometimes.
I'm doing. Sometimes. Hey, I just want to let people know I'm killing it on Twitter.
You are doing very consistently.
I am very consistent now that I figured out TweetDeck and I can schedule stuff.
Yeah.
I load it all up. So
that
boom.
Is nice.
So follow us on Twitter. That's really.
I will do better. I'm sorry. I'm so
failure.
Sorry. Okay.
But
okay.
Facebook is also where Dave does update our Spotify playlist. I'm trying to make sure that goes on the Twitter too, but it's The Drop playlist. So we'll make sure to put in the music from Hillsong United, Years and Years and Years and Years and Years, Future Islands, and Houndmouth.
Yep.
Good thing I had it pulled up.
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
It's right in front of my face.
I feel like you were like feigning.
Yes.
Difficulty.
And then also don't forget that if you would like to text us, you can text us at 708-540-DROP. Boom. It's awesome.
That's a thing.
We've actually had people, we had somebody text us today.
What did they say?
They were asking, hey, are we finally going to do the Apple Watch review? That's why we had to do this.
Oh.
We had to make sure that we fulfilled that.
You're welcome, Brian.
Yes. But if you would also like to get
away was important.
Text message alerts, like reminders about the Periscope piece, you can text DROP to 94253.
I have no idea.
Pretty sure that's what it is. Pretty sure that's what it is.
Did you post it on Twitter?
I did post it on Twitter.
Check Twitter, people.
Check Twitter. Check the tweets. It's on there.
Tweeples.
Tweeples. And if you'd like to learn more about The Well, the church that we all serve at.
Why does that trip you up every single week?
I don't know why it
serve.
Does, but it does.
Well, what do you want to say?
I don't know.
He wants to say volunteer.
I do
want to
say volunteer.
Literally, I mean,
now
technically.
We
absolutely
we used
don't.
To have somebody who did.
I volunteer.
We did.
I just also work here. I do volunteer.
Just so everybody knows, because this is.
I lead a small group for the junior high.
Just so everybody knows, we will have Rick back. He was taking the month off because his. Work.
He's like opening like 5 million stores this year, this month.
The company that he works for has him traveling everywhere.
So,
how is that lemonade?
It's pulpy.
We're trying to close this out, and she's just like got this awful look on her face. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Goodness. But you can check out cometothewell.org. If you are in the area and you have a son and you are a dad listening to this,
and your son is over 6.
And your son is over 6.
So many.
You should check out.
So many.
There is requirements. You should check out comethewell.org/father-son-campo.
I need a flyer to every kid in the world.
Are you taking Micah?
I am.
I feel like this is going to be an experience.
It probably
can
will.
I go?
You can go and serve.
What does that mean?
Like when we
can
have
I
meals,
throw an axe?
No.
Why not?
You can head up the axe throwing area.
Can I demonstrate?
Sure.
Sure. We'll let you demonstrate.
I'm not coming.
Okay. All right.
But thank you.
But we're going to have hatchet throwing, we're doing archery, tin can alley, hay rides, and mobile laser tag. It's going to be awesome.
Sweet.
So check out comethewell.org/father-son-campout. But that will take care of this episode. Episode number 81, and we're out.
Bye.
You still have not come up with a...
I'll put that on my Wunderlist.
Put that on your Wunderlist.
Wunderlist.
Wunderlist.